We talk money saving each week, and it's our final week of the year, so perhaps it might be appropriate to look ahead to next year. You might remember yesterday I mentioned talking to somebody who works in a business where they said and they acknowledged that the likelihood is that once JobKeeper ends, they'll have to let go at least one staff member. They've already tried to work out where they're going to be in terms of business. But what about debts that are being accumulated during this period? Joel Gibson, our money-saving man, he's run the eye over this in the overall sense. Doesn't look all that flash. Joel, good evening.
Hi, John. How are you?
Not too bad, but as we look ahead to 2021, we're really optimistic, aren't we, in terms of vaccines and getting back to normal. But bad debt, you think this is ticking away as like a time bomb?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry to be a wet blanket, and I am definitely feeling the same as everybody. I'm massively relieved that we've made it through this year, and there's a real sense of celebrating just having got this far. But I am really worried about next year, particularly, you know, post-March when that JobKeeper money disappears out of the system. And the thing that got me thinking about it recently was just the latest data on energy bill stress, because the regulator put out a report last week saying that 60,000 people had not been able to pay their energy bills this year and had to ask their retailers to defer them until later on. So they've got potentially, you know, 8-9 months worth of energy bills piled up that need to be paid at some point. And then, you know, there's 43,000 households that would have been disconnected if not for some special COVID-19 rules that where the retailers agreed not to disconnect people this year.
Okay.
So, you know, good news for those people. But obviously, I'm just worried about that massive pile of debt in tens of thousands of households and who knows how many others on other bills as well, you know, whether it's mortgages or insurance or whatever that's been deferred.
Because you've highlighted those from the report, but I see also in the report they're talking about people who've got short-term debt, so they might be 30 days behind or 45 days behind. That's a significant number as well. And as you say, when you pull all that together, you're getting a significant number of people. And as you say, that's just energy bills. You then translate it across a whole range of other bills and you wonder what other debt is piling up.
Yeah, well, I looked at mortgages, for example, the latest data from the ABA, the Australian Banking Association. Now, at the peak, there were 900,000 loans deferred, and that's not just mortgages, that's all types of loans. We're way down from that, mercifully, down to under 300,000 deferred loans now. So a lot of people have started paying back their loans again. But we've still got about 280-something thousand loans that are not being paid off. A lot of those are investment property loans, apparently. And so that also, that debt has accrued over this year and at some point needs to be paid. It's not going to be forgiven. So that's a serious concern as well.
And then some of those people who might have accrued that debt, they might be part of a workforce or a smallish workforce within one of these so-called zombie businesses that once we get to the end of March, they're not going to be able to keep going.
The zombie businesses, yeah. And the other phrase that was coined this year, which I really like, it paints a very vivid picture, is the Weekend at Bernie's economy. You know, that great movie from, I think it was the early 90s or late 80s,
yeah,
where a couple of young employees went on holiday with their boss. He dies on the first day and they spend a week trying to convince everybody that he's still alive by propping him up and sort of taking him water skiing and that sort of thing. Now, the danger, of course, is that when the JobKeeper and other stimulus ends in March, then our economy does the does what Bernie did at the end of the week and flops to the ground we have the delayed effect of the real recession in March, April, May.
Let's look at the flip side of this because there is some good news there, and you're talking about over $7.5 billion in credit card debt was paid down this year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, this has actually been one of the most surprising impacts, but as you say, very positive. What Australians have done is they've used a lot of that government stimulus money and the super drawdowns and the other sources of cash they had. Maybe they've deferred their loans and had a bit of extra cash for that reason. They've used it to pay down debt. So we've closed something like 1.4 million credit cards, I think, in the past year, over $7.5 billion of credit card debt gone off the books. That's fantastic news. And there was some story out just about a week ago that said, you know, demand for $50 and $100 notes has gone up significantly by 23% and 15% respectively. So there's a lot of people stashing cash under the mattress and taking that defensive stance. And I think that is also a good thing to prepare for whatever it, you know, whatever is to come in 2021.
Whatever is to come, yeah. And it's interesting because you've listed in the articles you've written today some of the assistance that's available, such as household relief. This is available, householdrelief.org.au. That helps with utilities, $3,000 no-interest loans. Then you've got the New South Wales Energy Accounts Payment Assistance Scheme, up to $1,600 there, which is available. That's from the New South Wales government. Queensland's Home Energy Emergency Assistance Scheme is up to $720. But are all these, are these grants or are these loans that have to be paid back?
These are all, well, the first one, the $3,000 no interest loan, that is a loan,
yes,
but it's zero interest and you pay it back over 24 months and
right,
it's to help with utilities. That's been extended to help people during the pandemic. The other examples are actually grants. And so you have to qualify for them. They're for families that, that are in, you know, a financial emergency.
Yes.
But if that is, that describes your situation, then get in touch with the New South Wales or the Queensland government. Make the most of those because there is a lot of help out there. Particularly at the moment for people who are doing it really, really tough. And it's just important that we let people know it's there and where to find it, because that's often the hardest thing.
Joel, as always, terrific. That's my last show of the year with you. We'll talk in the new year. You have a good Christmas and a good new year as well.
You too, John, and to all your listeners as well. And I hope to catch up again in the new year.